If we want community, we must first do the work. Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. And this is just an offered intention. It's what I will be focusing on in today's ritual. But of course, if there is something else that you are working on or that you would like to call into today's session, please do so. Okay. I am going to light some sage to get us started, to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. Coming into this present moment, and just noticing what's here, what's coming up for you, and whatever it is, give it a little love and just allow it to be, and then let it pass like a cloud in the sky. These next few moments are just for you. There is nothing you need to do, nowhere you need to be. Allow yourself to have these few minutes just as you are. Okay, here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and keep inhaling, really expand and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone that is here across space and time, together sharing this breath and this ritual. You may slowly allow your breathing to return to a normal rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Okay. As I begin shuffling our cards for today, I invite you to tune back in to our theme of source that manifests as spirituality. And anything else that you may have brought into today's session or any questions you may have, allow them to be here with you in this moment. Two again. We have the Nine of Cups, which depicts a man sitting on a bench in front of his nine cups displayed proudly, arms crossed, legs wide, in almost a protective stance, but also proud, displaying the cups like trophies. And then we also have the Four of Wands in reverse. The Four of Wands depicts two people under an archway in front of a castle, and this garland draped across the four wands in the foreground. And with this theme of source, this is being proud of your personal journey. you did this on your own. Not to say that spirituality isn't about bells. I'm just hearing the bells too, affirming this message. This isn't about not needing community. Of course we need community. And of course spirituality is about connecting to others and it brings us together. But the journey of the hermit, the Zarathustra, the spiritual hero's journey, it is one where we must go alone and be with ourselves, and then we come out on the other side able to bring the lantern of the hermit that we have lit to the world around us. We must go be by ourselves in order to bring this message that is ours, that is our truth to those around us. If we want community, we must first do the work, journey. And that's something to be proud of. It's something to celebrate, and not celebrate in a prideful way or in a cocky, conceited way, but in a way that allows others to come to you, right? The Nine of Cups being trophies, it's like your spoils of spiritual war. Oh, that's interesting. Spiritual war. If this has been a hard time for you, you also get to have some peace and enjoy this solo journey. And when you're ready for these Four of Wands to be turned upright, homecoming, a completion of the journey in that you are back in community. When you're ready, not sure what message that was, but I'll let you decide. But when you are ready to come back and share your lit lantern with the world, then this can turn around. But there's no rush. There's no rush. And it's good to be proud of your growth and of your connection to your higher power, your higher self, your inner consciousness, whatever you want to call that spark. You should be proud of it. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Four of Wands in reverse, the Nine of Cups, and this theme of spirituality, our mantra is going to be, I am proud of my divinity. And I hope that one's self-explanatory. You are so inherently divine. And that doesn't mean good. That doesn't mean flawless. It means magical. It means on fire. It means brilliant in that you shine. And that is something to be proud of. Okay. I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we are going to repeat our mantra of I am proud of my divinity. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I am proud of my divinity. I hope you're proud of it, of the all of it. For our practice today, I want you to pray to yourself. And if that feels heretical or sacrilegious to you, you know, frame it in a way that works within your spirituality, within your worldview, but the way that you would talk to a higher power, talk to that version of yourself, that version of the highest that exists within you. And even highest, I don't even like using that verbiage, but the wholest version of you. What would you ask? What dialogue would you strike up with the wholest, fullest, most truthful version of you, and allow for that version to be here with you in the moment and just commune with that energy and see how it feels. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy this ritual, and share with me in the comments down below how you characterize your holiest self. I think I'm going to start calling it your holiest self. Holiest self. There is something full about that. But how do you characterize it? That feels good to me. What feels good to you? What does that look like? What does it feel like? I'd love to hear. Again, thank you so very much for being here with me today, and I am looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching today's ritual, please subscribe or follow. Leave us a like, a 5-star rating, and a review. Comment down below. This really is the best way to support our daily ritual, but also to let me know that you enjoy this content, that you want to see more of it. And not only does it allow me to keep making more, but it lets me know I'm putting something out there that resonates. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.